The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is Tuesday with Timmons on our guest line, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir.
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing wonderful. So you guys, let's just start with the fact that all but one House Democrat voted for the massive reconciliation bill this past Friday, even with a CBO score saying that it would add $367 billion, I think it was, to debt. So now it's over to the U.S. Senate. Let's start with your predictions. What happens in the U.S. Senate?
I think it gets, at a minimum, cut in half, and it actually could just not pass entirely. There's so many provisions in this bill. And again, I think it's really important. You mentioned it earlier. There was bipartisan opposition to this bill. All the Republicans and Jared Golden, Democrat from Maine, voted against the Build Back Broke or Build Back Socialist, whichever one you want to call it. And it's got all these provisions in it. There's immigration. There's amnesty for millions of people. It's wild because that's getting removed. The Senate parliamentarian, it will not survive what's called the Byrd Rule. So that's going to get removed for sure. And then you have to look at the state and local tax deductions. That is exclusively a tax cut for rich people. Like, we're talking about the top 1%. Yeah. In these blue states that have jacked up their state and local taxes, when we passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, we said, you can't be reducing your federal tax obligation because your state and local taxes, your state and local governments are jacking up your taxes. So we put a cap on that. And so now they're trying to remove that, go up to $80,000. And it's just crazy. This only affects the 1%, the richest people in this country. So that's going to get taken out. Senator Manchin, Senator Sinema have said, we're not giving tax cuts to the rich in our reconciliation progressive. It's allegedly a progressive package. And then you have to look at all these other programs that they're scoring for 2 years or 3 years, like expanding vision and dental to Medicare, Medicaid, universal pre-K. And again, I'm not against universal pre-K. I want to point that out. But I'm against the federal government writing a blank check for it. If Greenville and Spartanburg County want to figure out how to provide universal pre-K, we should do that. And I think that's a worthy conversation. But the federal government saying they're going to spend $1 billion to provide universal pre-K for 2 years, knowing that it's actually going to be for forever. I mean, these programs are not going to end.
Yeah.
So it's not $1.75 trillion. It is $5 trillion. And it's just, they're doing voodoo mathematics.
Is that what you call it? Voodoo mathematics? I've been wondering what kind of math it is they're using.
You know, that's what you got to do when you're trying to spend trillions and trillions of dollars. But I mean, you know, the other voodoo, my favorite voodoo math, we talked about this before, is for the infrastructure pay for. But they think that they're going to recuperate $50 billion of money that was illegally obtained in COVID relief. So for South Carolina, our portion would be about $250 million. So of the 5.5 million South Carolinians, people are just going to say, sorry, I stole this. I'm going to give it back.
And yeah, mm-hmm.
That's just not how life is. People don't steal money, then say, oh, I'm going to give it back now.
Yep. And how can the Biden administration, after seeing the CBO scores, how can they still say that Build Back Better pays for itself?
It never paid for itself. It's a complete lie. That's not even voodoo math. That's just a lie.
Okay. I mean, it just amazes me how with just great confidence they'll stand there and say, oh, it pays for itself. I mean, there have been so many different high-level people within the Biden administration who have made that claim, that it's easy to see how, you know, the average person who's not paying that much attention could think, well, hey, no problem. It's not going to cost me anything. It's paid for. But it's not. We all know it's not.
those same people are saying that it's not going to, they're actually saying it's going to help inflation. And, you know, it's just as dumb as somebody saying this socialist spending spree is paid for, won't cost you a dollar, is to say that in the highest inflationary period of our life, if the government puts in the $1 trillion we just put in another $2 trillion, that's not going to have an impact on our inflation. And, you know, again, these are the same people that are going to talk today in the White House about how they're going to make gas prices. They're going to alleviate gas prices for the holidays. This is not hard. Restart the Keystone Pipeline. Stop giving the Russians a free pass with the Nord Stream 2. Re-adopt the policies that created an energy independent. We were a net exporter just a year ago. Now it's tough to get gas, and we're asking OPEC to turn the spigot back on. It is insane. It's completely devoid from reality. There's the policy they're pursuing, the logical outcomes that they do, that those policies will facilitate, and then they say, "But no, it's going to do the exact opposite." And then when it doesn't do the exact opposite, they say, "Well, look over here. We're going to make the elephant disappear." I mean, it is incredibly irresponsible, and they're going to be held accountable at the midterms.
Well, and that's the good news, is I do believe that they are going to be. I mean, when you have Jen Psaki, you mentioned inflation. When you have Jen Psaki standing in the White House press room saying no economist out there is projecting that this will have a negative impact on inflation, when there are many economists out there saying, it doesn't take an economist to know that this is going to have a negative impact on inflation, particularly in the atmosphere that we're living right now. Of course it's going to affect inflation to dump this much more money into the economy.
Obama economic advisors, a slew of them, have all said that this is going to be like pouring gas on a fire. And again, it's just completely devoid from reality, and it's getting to the point where they're so untruthful in their allegations and in the policies they're pursuing that it causes one to think that they might have an agenda that is not to put America first.
Yeah. All right, let's shift quickly here to the border crisis. That's really not a crisis, according to the Biden administration. We saw a 128% increase from October to October, with U.S. Customs and Border Protection apprehending 164,303 illegal immigrants at our southern border this past month. Biden has to have seen the polling that there's not much support for his border policy, but yet I don't see any end there. I don't see him doing anything about it. Do you?
He's ignoring it. And, you know, I think the best way of looking at it is with the Remain in Mexico policy and the agreements that we had with Mexico and Central American countries, we had virtually ended the flow of refugees across the southern border. Under Biden, the first thing he did was remove the policies that President Trump had put into place. We will see 2 million people, 2 million people cross the southern border illegally this year. His first year in office, we will see 2 million illegal immigrants cross our southern border, and it is wild. I mean, just think about that. South Carolina, 5.5 million people. That's more people than live from Columbia to Rock Hill to Greenville and Spartanburg. I mean, it is insanity. It is insanity. And you know what they're doing about it? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
They are doing absolutely nothing about it. They are pro-open borders. But again, you can't expect much difference from the same people that said that everybody should get out on bail immediately. And, you know, this guy in Wisconsin that literally was in jail for hitting somebody with a car. He is released on $1,000 bail that is paid for with unknown money. And he then kills people hitting them with a car. Yeah. It's like you couldn't guess that maybe the guy that hit somebody with the car is going to hit somebody else with a car.
Yep. It's all crazy for sure. Well, the president says that it's not quite as bad as we think it is. That his presidency is the presidency of jobs, job creation. He's very encouraged. We shall see. He's got some property.
Bad. It's not bad. It's not bad because we're retaking the majority by a huge margin in November in the White House in 3 years. So
yep.
The end is in sight.
We just have to hunker down and work a little harder for sure. Congressman William Timm, is always good to speak with you. We'll do it again next week, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you. Be well.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.